All right, we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM, and it's time for Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And, of course, this year's annual Fundrove is underway. Fundrove is the week once a year where we respectfully ask our listeners to consider how amazing this radio station is, the independent artists that it promotes, the independent news that it broadcasts. Is very important to support your station, and this year we're of course once again back to request listeners make a donation to support the fantastic work of CITR Radio. I'm going to be telling you a lot about that all day for the next 1.5 hours. We're doing really well this fun drive, and we've got a long way to go, and I hope you're here to contribute tonight. Anyway, a little bit about Fundrive right now.
Can you imagine a life without CITR? Vancouver would lose an essential source of independent and eclectic music and spoken word programming. We are the home of diverse and hard-to-find music, the things commercial radio doesn't play. Multicultural programming in Vancouver would suffer a great loss. Marginalized communities and people fighting for social change would lose their voice. The community would lose out on CITR-sponsored shows and events. Sounds awful, right? The unique sounds and services of CITR Radio are possible only with your continued support.
To donate to the CITR Fund Drive 2011, call 604-UBC-UNIT or go online to citr.ca/fundrive today. Tune in to the future.
And the future is now, and you can call on 604-822-8648 right now, and you can donate to CITR for our annual fund drive. $30 of a pledge will get you a Friends of CITR card as a thank you gift, which is really great. It gives you lots of discounts to local businesses. $60 will give you a Friends card plus a record bag, which is really neat and really practical. We only ask once a year. It's really important. Your pledge supports the station for an entire year. And think about it. If you supported the station at a $250 level, that's less than a dollar a day for a year of programming. So there's no limit here. You can donate as much as you'd like. So just think how much of a year of CITR program is worth to you. Have a think over the next, well, right now if you want, or at least over the next hour and a half while I'm here, 604-822-8648 to donate to Fundrive. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I have a fantastic special guest coming up at 6:30, The Gay, a legendary Vancouver band on Mint Records. They've reformed for a one-off gig for the Mint Records reunion next Friday at the Waldorf, and Coco, Keith, and Sarah of the band will be in to chat about their past and current projects, and to help talk about this great station and why you should donate. So 604-822-8648 to donate now for incredible programming on the airwaves here in Vancouver. And don't forget, we have The Gay coming up very soon. So of course, this is Australian Music Show, so we're going to play a little bit of music to get us going. Last week, of course, we had my friend Kelly came in and talked about some new bands, or bands that had sort of skipped my radar for whatever reason, and Gautier was one of them. He actually has been around for a while, and I was really impressed. So let's listen to a new Gautier track called Eyes Wide Open. And have a think about Fundrive, CITR. 604-822-8648 is the donation line.
Dust is all walking up the streets at the city, waiting on the warmth of the sun. I can't feel nothing with my fingers. One more day and I'm done. One more night and I'm giving up.
It's almost that time of year again. Fun Drive 2011 is coming. November 17th through the 24th. Keep 101.9 on your FM dial and your eye on CITR.ca for updates on all our fantastic Fun Drive events. Mark your calendars for November 25th, because we'll be releasing details soon about our raucous Fun Drive finale party. Help keep your station at the top of its game by making a donation during Fun Drive. No donation is too big or too small. Call 604-UBC-UNIT or check out citr.ca/fundrive for more information.
That's right, and this is CITR and the annual Fun Drive. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. A couple of songs at a start. We had Gautier with Eyes Wide Open, brand new track, and the second track there was a band called St. Helens. Coffin Scratch was the song. New music from Australia here on Stranded, and this is the Fun Drive for CITR. It's time to donate, folks, if you love the station, and I'm sure you do because you're listening. 604-822-8648. Can you imagine life without this radio station, pumping out quality broadcasting of independent music and non-mainstream views, I can't imagine. Vancouver would lose an essential source of independent, diverse music and spoken word programming. Let's face it, commercial radio just does not play the diverse music that we do here. Our programmers have a wealth of knowledge, insight and passion, and a lot of freedom to play music that they want to play. Marginalized communities and people fighting for social change would lose a voice, for sure. We have a news programming department, as you heard just before my show. And think about all those CITR-sponsored events and shows that build community in the city. The unique sounds of this station are only possible because of your continued support. You can call now to pledge 604-822-8648. We have, if you pledge $30, you'll get a Friends of CITR card, discounts around town at local businesses. $60 will give you the card plus a record bag. And if you donate the special price of 101.9, you will get the card, a record bag, and a limited edition surprise. So just a few examples. There's no limit. You can pledge whatever you want. But those are some examples. 604-822-8648. This is the annual fund drive on CRTR, a wonderful radio station, independent, all the way from beginning till now. Let's get back into a little bit of music. Don't forget, my special fund drive guest at 6:30 is The Gay, a great band from the early period of Mitch Records, and they've reformed for a gig, and they'll be here to chat. And I'm really excited about that. So let's get back into a little bit of music. Don't forget those 604-822-8648 right now. You can call to donate. This is Eddie Current's Suppression Rig, that great garage band from Australia that really has made a lot of waves the last few years, has toured the US. They've put out a bit of a career retrospective. They've only been around for, less than 10 years. And here's a 22-CD set called Eddie Current's Suppression Ring, So Many Things. Let's hear a track called Get Up Morning. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show of Fun Drive, 604-822-8648. Let's get it going. Let's donate, folks. Get up, morning.
to you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
Sometimes you just gotta turn it up to 11, right? Let 2011 be the year we turn it up to 11 and raise $35,000 during the annual CITR Fund Drive. Fund Drive goes down November 17th through 24th, and mark your calendars because the Fund Drive finale party will be happening at the Biltmore on November 25th. See you there.
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and...
Festivities and dreaming of mud. This parking lot is where my dad hangs out when he's visiting us. And waking up is like a mini bus. Oh, baby, do you know what that's worth? And I'm not gonna fuck around anymore. I'm gonna find myself an ocean. Polite to the show. And why would I bother the dance floor? With my middle-aged moves, I got nothing to prove to anyone. This is what you call fun. It got cold, as it tends to do whenever Satan loses his breath. I got old, I had some kids and let them do anything but crystal meth. Falling asleep is like a mini death. A sock puppet production of Macbeth. And I'm not gonna fuck around anymore. I'm gonna find myself an ocean. Let's polite to the show. And why would I bother the dance floor? With my middle-aged moves, I got nothing to prove to anyone. This is what you call fun.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We are broadcasting live from the UBC campus in Vancouver, BC. This is the Fun Drive, and your Fun Drive for the station. Just a couple of songs there. You heard Eddie Current's Suppression Ring, that great garage band from Melbourne, Australia, the lead track off their new compilation. And then Alex and the Ramps, one of my favorite bands from Melbourne, a really off-kilter, left-of-center band, really cool, mellow music. Middle-aged Unicorn was the song. And this is CITR, and we have our special guest, The Gay, coming up soonish. I'll be telling you a lot more about them soon. But let's talk about CITR, this awesome radio station that is a real key part of this community. It's been a big part of my life moving here from the other side of the world a few years back, discovering independent radio first in Edmonton. And I should say thank you to Matthew Mazawida, who called through my good friend who started this show with me in Edmonton, Alberta, a couple of years ago. I'm so thankful you called, Matt. I miss you so much. This show just isn't the same. Just me doing it, like some of the best memories doing the show with you. I hope you're great, and thanks so much for calling, and I'll catch up with you on Facebook. It's been far too long. Thank you, Matt, for donating $30. And for doing that, Matt receives a Friends of CITR card, which he could use if he ever came down to Vancouver on a holiday. So nudge, nudge. But you could use it every day if you live here. $30 will get you a Friends of CITR card. So that's discounts at local businesses, you know, like great record stores, clothing shops, really good. $60 will get you a Friends of CITR card and record bag. So think about the great community that is CITR, what they're doing in the city. And for individuals, you can be part of this station. It's been great for me. We train people in great media skills. This is an all-encompassing, wonderful place. So 604-822-8648 if you'd like to donate. Please do. Our phones are here with our lovely assistants waiting. We're currently at $3,108, which is pretty good, and 57 cents. So back into a little bit of music, and here's a little bonus. Okay, if you like the next song that you hear, it's by a band called Bliss and Esso, an Australian band, because this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. If you like what you hear, I'm going to throw in this CD for free. It's a beautiful package. The CD is called Flying Colors. Warning, moderate impact, coarse language and or themes. The band's called Bliss and Esso. They are a Aussie hip-hop band. You're going to hear thick Australian accents over the top of blips and beeps and grooves. So if you like what you hear, if you donate $20 or more, this CD is free for you, Bliss and Esso. Here we go. The song's called Coastal Kids. If you're really looking outside, looking at the sleet and feeling you don't want to be here, picture yourself in Australia, looking out over the eastern seaboard and playing this song.
Feels so easy. Coastal kids, we're just singing a sea breeze. Who am I? just kick it, it's like boom, bap, bam, hot damn. I don't know, but it feels so easy. Coastal kids, we just sing in a sea breeze. Who am I to judge? We just kick it, it's like boom, bap, bam, hot damn.
Yeah. From Manly, Maroubra to Margaret River, if you ain't been down, you only get half the picture. Populated skate parks where they pass the liquor. Being broke's no joke, so I'm laughing with you. I'm like a father figure for kids without guidance. Like respect women, but bitches bring violence. The hot shot with the heart of a sailor. This chopped pot with like half of Australia. Birthday bathroom, cocaine bumps. Fuck blow. I'm for the kids making homemade jumps. Kick flipping the beat on a hot day, watch mate. You can see off the rock's face, crops blaze. A community of unity and handshakes, and truthfully there's beauty in our landscape. So if you're rocking a hoodie or watching the footy, it doesn't matter, we're all fam, call me Cousin Macca.
I don't know, but it feels so easy. Coastal kids who just sing in the sea breeze. Who am I to judge? We just kick it, it's like boom, bap, bam, hot damn. I don't know, but it feels so easy. Coastal kids who just sing in the sea breeze. Who am I to judge? We just kick it, it's like boom, bap, bam, hot damn. We just kick it, it's like boom, bap, bam.
To all my beach bummers, each summer holding it down. Where the free runners' feet hover over the town. Wrapped up at the marina, leisure and pleasure. Floating bash of boats, all tethered together. Good times, laid back and out on the free range. Easy going folks bring about a sea change. Starless sky high above the land. Beach lights burn, campfires in the sand. Hear the acoustics, let the tune touch me. Under the moon, kids cane dune buggies. BMX bandits that ride through the calm breeze. Skateboard wheels glide through the palm trees. What a paradise. Look around clockwise. From Bell's Beach round a boogie down Bondi. Surfers ride right through life's tube. A nice view when the sky hues bright blue.
I don't know, but it feels so easy. Coastal kids who just sing in the sea breeze. Who am I to judge? We just kick it. It's like boom, bap, bam, hot damn. I don't know, but it feels so easy. Coastal kids who just sing in the sea breeze. Who am I to judge? We just kick it. It's like boom, bap, bam, hot damn.
This has got guts like the rush in a surfer's head. When he's out there staring down a perfect set. The dream's extreme, you'll earn your rep. To make an average motherfucker turn a nervous wreck. Let the sun set in the west and rise in the east. Life at work getting high on the beach. I'm a lit cannon, the bitch rappers split atoms. And I came like I made the same shit happens.
Hugging the coastline, seashore residents. Hugging the coastline, seashore residents.
Okay, so this is The Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show Fun Drive special. And you can call through, of course, and donate money to your favourite radio station, 604-822-8648. It's one of the best investments you can make because you will be able to contribute to keeping an independent voice in this city. And let me tell you, there's a lot of commercial stuff out there. We all know that. We all know it doesn't necessarily promote diversity. It promotes homogenization, lack of creativity. But this, where I'm sitting right here, is one of the most creative pockets of the province. I can feel it every time I walk in here. There's so much history here. For any regular listeners, I'm sure you really appreciate the diversity of sounds that you hear, including that track that I just heard. Where else in this continent would you have heard that song right now? You know, an Aussie hip-hop song. There's not a lot of it around that I can tell here. There was a band called Bliss and Esso. And if you like that, you can get this CD for free if you call in right now. Well, if you donate over $20, I'll pop in this CD for you. If you donate $30, of course, you get a Friends of CITR card, which gives you discounts around town. $60 gives you a Friends of CITR card plus a record bag. 101.9, which of course is the call sign here, gives you the Friends card, CITR record bag, limited edition surprise. Whoa, yes. You bet it. So 604-822-8648. And if you liked that song you just heard, Bliss and Esso, a great Aussie hip-hop act. I have their album called Flying Colours, and this is yours for anyone who donates $20 or more. If you're into Aussie hip-hop, this could change your life. It could take you down a really interesting musical path, which is what happens to a lot of people who get involved in music. In fact, this station supports local music. That's really a lot of what this station has been about for many, many years. CITR builds audiences for local bands. CITR builds relationships with local musicians and venues. And the station sponsors lots of festivals. So Music Waste, Folk Fest, Jazz Fest, Victory Square. Summer wouldn't be the same without some of those festivals. And we have event listings, of course, on our website at all times. And Shindig, which is currently on every Tuesday, currently this month, which is the Battle of the Bands that Shindig puts on. So there you go. So much that this station does to support community. 604-822-8648 to donate. $20 or more, and you get the CD of the band I just played, Bliss and Esso, from Australia. Speaking of community, I just have our special guests are walking in the door right now. This is the Gay. The Gay are here. Fantastic. For the next hour on the CITR Fun Drive show. Okay, so let's, guys, have a seat. Have a seat. We're joined here by Coco, Keith, and Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. This is live. Oh, live radio. Wow. Good timing, guys. I just got through my obligatory Australian music, and I'm putting that aside because we were just talking about community, what this station does to create community in the independent music world. And I have three very long-standing members of this city's independent music world, and it's an honour and a treat to have you here.
Thank you very much.
That was Coco.
Mm-hmm. Sarah.
Sarah.
I'm Keith. Hello. Thank you.
Hello. Thanks for reaching across the board, shaking my hand. Wow, this is really exciting. So a bit of context. So Mint Records, for listeners, and don't forget, people are listening all around the world, guys. Hopefully in Australia, I've got a lot of listeners there. They may not know about the rich heritage in this city of independent music. And as a newcomer, I've found Mint Records a great entry point into what's happened here since the early 90s. Mint Record is a record label which formed in 1991 by Randy Iwata and Bill Baker, who were actually employees here at the station years ago. And they decided to put their heads together, form an independent record label. And it now has over 130 releases. Currently, of course, the Pack AD, Calarissa, Hot Panda, all these cool bands we've all seen live. But way back beginning was the Gay.
Well, not quite in the beginning.
We're actually fourth, fifth generation band, I think, you know.
We're
old, don't get us wrong.
Yeah, yeah. An apex. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. The pinnacle of Mint Records was the Gay release.
The Gay release. Mm-hmm.
And the biggest seller, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we outsold the Buttless Chaps and Windwalker.
And White Rancheros
or whatever. No, White Rancheros, they were popular. Okay.
What about
Love Them All?
Love them.
What was it? Duotang?
Oh, Duotang. Let's not talk about Duotang.
No.
Well, you certainly spread your love across the country, because I put on Facebook today that I was doing the show, and a random friend in Edmonton said, oh, that were the best band ever. So there you go. You
know, that's great. Wow. We were very drunk in Edmonton on several times, so there's probably some...
Sharla?
Well... Let's quickly get into. I want to play a tune so people know exactly who we're talking about, and then we'll come back and talk to you guys. So this is the CITR Fun Drive community. There, I just talked about it. This is community stretching back. Now we're here with the Gay. 604-822-8648, and you can get a Friends of CITR card if you donate $30. $60 gets you the card and the record bag. Let's do it. The Gay. Should we play? Wow, this album is awesome. I mean, the first track is great place to start, or anything obvious for you guys?
Whatever you like.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. The first track is great.
Opulent Canine.
There's ones on side two you shouldn't play.
Okay. People tell me off air.
Opulent Canine.
Okay, this is the game.
It's about Coco's dog, Wilma, who is now deceased. Passed away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, this is the game from their release, You Know the Rules, Mint Record Classic.
We'll be right back. try. If you don't try, we're never gonna make it. If you don't try, if you don't, we're never gonna make it. If you don't try, if you don't try, we're never gonna make it. If you don't try.
Any donation will be accepted, small or large. Donations made during Fund Drive help to keep CITR on air 365 days a year, providing you with the best in alternative programming in Western Canada. To donate to the CITR Fund Drive 2011, call 604-UBC-UNIT or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Tune in to the future.
Okay, so we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, with the Fun Drive special, and it's extra fun in here. It's gay, really, because we're with the gay Vancouver band from the Mint Records catalogue, and they've reformed for the Mint Records 20th anniversary. So we're going to be chatting to them soon again. 604-822-8648 if you'd like to donate. Today's all about history. I love history. I love learning about, you know, bands that have been before. CITR has been on air for 25 years, since 1982, and became FM in 1982, broadcasting on 101.9, and Discorder was born in 1983, and that's the great free magazine you see around town that lists gigs and book reviews, CD reviews. And online now, CITR has been streaming since 2006, so a lot of avenues for you to access independent culture. Keep us on air for another 25 years, 604-822-8648. Don't forget, $30 or more gets you the CITR Friends card. $60 gets you the record bag with the card. And don't forget that Australian Music CD, you've got anyone over $20 gets a Bliss and Esso, Flying Colours, Warning Moderate Impact, Coarse Language and or Themes. Aussie hip hop. There you go. I know I play too much rock and roll on the show, but yeah, anyway, hip hop's good. But so it's good pop music, and the Gay is such a cool pop band. Like, guys, thanks so much for coming. So I'm joined by Sarah, Coco, and Keith from the Gay.
Hello again.
So now the Gay formed some time ago in 2001.
Correct. Yep.
Yep. Coco is going to fill us in on how it all came about.
I had just finished playing. I'd sort of retired and hung up my session player badge and decided that I wanted to do something fun that I liked, and had somewhat stalked the other members unbeknownst to them, and had decided to just cold call them to try and put together a band that, in my mind at the time, I wanted to do something sort of ABBA-ish, very vocally based and weird, because that's all I know. So I cold called... I think, Sarah, you might have been one of the first people. Sarah, because Sarah and I sort of had loose connections through mutual friends and other musicians. And I didn't know Keith at all, but I heard he was desperate to be in a band. Or just desperate. So I phoned Keith.
After, yeah, thanks to Mark Kleiner of Jungle, who are reuniting the same show. Mm-hmm. I had lunch with Mark, who told me Coco was looking for a drummer, and I had become too busy with silly work-related music business things to be in a band the last couple of years before then. And he said, you really need to be playing. It makes you a better person. And I agreed, and he told Coco, who called me that night.
And I had seen Toby play in Mao, and I was always mesmerized by all the arms and legs that she came with. so definitely I called her, and then Maya, I think it was, I don't know if I'd seen I Mutter Accordion or had just been admiring her from across the room all these years, but I cold called her. We got together in a room, and it was absolute magic. We had a mad love affair, the five of us, spent every minute together for like four relationship destroying months. I think that none of us came out the other end with a boyfriend or girlfriend because we were absolutely debaucherous.
Sick. And that is well documented in the brand new book, Fresh at 20, mm-hmm. The Mint History, Oral History of Mint Records. Coco speaks exactly of that, mm-hmm. and sounds like an interesting, tumultuous time that gave birth to magic. This album is just beautiful.
Thank you. You know, we were all madly in love, like, quite frankly, in a very platonic.
Yeah.
Well, that's not completely true, but
it was the cult of the gay more than we were a band. We got together and had fun hanging out and doing things together.
Yeah.
I think priority one, and then being
the hot tub.
Yeah, I was the chubby guy with the three super skinny girls with a bunch of 80-year-olds all around looking at us sweating.
Mostly looking at me, I think.
Yeah.
I don't recall ever going to play squad.
That's why I said. That's why I said three.
Right.
Sorry, Sarah.
Sarah Lapsley.
She was puritanical.
She was to join in any of the debauchery.
She remained unscathed.
Yeah, she observed relatively, and is now doing her master's.
Actually, Sarah has her own stories.
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah. How did you come to join the band? Because you'd been in Crevice before, a harder edged. Female-powered rock band, Vancouver Knights.
Crevice was way back in the early 90s, and then Vancouver Knights I sort of did around the late 90s. But I just kind of completely fell apart in 2001.
which I found incredibly attractive.
so I was off, out of commission for a while, so I don't recall the gay starting till early 2002, but
possibly. I think you had just sort of started hanging out again, and I immediately demanded that you joined us.
Mm-hmm. And it was a really good time for it to come along. I was kind of lonely and still recovering, so it was good to have fun and be involved in music again.
Mm. Yeah, we had lots of fun.
Well, I'd love to play a track called Fish and Jim, which features the lovely Sarah on vocals. And Keith actually gave me a better copy here. Like it's.
I just think the version on this EP is better than the album version.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. It came out.
It's Kurt Dahl's fault because he has nothing to do with this version you're about to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. well, we're going to play. Fish and
totally kidding. I love you, Kurt.
So
Fish mostly.
Fish and Jim is the last track. Oh, no, is it? Is it? The last
first last track on that, probably first track on the EP.
Yeah, of the Gay, You Know the Rules on Mint Records, a classic album on the Mint roster. And of course, I'm speaking with the band here for the special fun drive show here at the station. 604-822-8648 for you to call in and donate. And I wonder if, Sarah, would you be able to reach over to those wonderful books? I'm throwing in a bonus. These books just jumped out at me. This is gold. So we have some bonus prizes here. We have a collection of books sitting in the corner here, and I was going through to work out what I could give away with the Gay. $20 or more, you give a free books. We have The Astrology of Great Gay Sex.
Fantastic. I've read it. It's fantastic.
It is. Along with a more serious feminist critique book, British Columbia Reconsidered, Essays on Women. And I thought this was apt because you're, Sarah and Coco are very empowered female musicians. So this is a great pack. Gay Sex, The Astrology of Great Gay Sex, The Gay, the band, and Essays on Women in British Columbia Reconsidered. $20 or more, you get these books for free. Of course, Friends of CITR card You get that for $30 pledge, and $60 gets you a friend's card with the record bag. We'll be back with the gay. Let's play Fish and Jim, which was Sarah's composition.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. Sarah's an extraordinary pop singer. Let's play the song. We'll be back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
We're back here on CITR 101.9. And, of course, at Friends of CITR card, you can get that by donating $30 today. Let's do it. CITR, what an awesome radio station. They do a lot of training and education here. So CITR provides students and community members with technical production and programming training. And I personally have benefited because it's very empowering to do a radio show. And it's cool. Anyone can do it. Broadcast training can cost a lot, you know. CITR helps launch careers. Of course, Nardwuar, the human serviette, one of the greatest human beings. He gave me a whole bunch of stuff. He lent me a vinyl record from Australia Music, and wonderful man. Our alumni have gone on to work for CBC, Globe and Mail, all sorts of places. So this is a hotbed of talent. CITR provides students and community members with broadcast training by donating money. $30 gives you that Friends of CITR card. Don't forget, if you want the book bonus, if you donate $20 at least, you'll get these books. The Astrology of Gay Sex, because we're here with the gay.
What Sarah, does it say on the back?
It's raining
men.
It's raining.
Hallelujah.
The Ultimate Guide to Finding Mr. Right and Avoiding Mr. Wrong.
Wait, maybe I haven't read that.
The gay. I thought if we had time, we could have the gay talk about relationship advice using this book. We could have, you know, maybe another time.
We're the last people that should be asked.
I am joined by the gay. So yeah. So if you donate $20 or more, you'll get these books: The Astrology of Great Gay Sex and a book called British Columbia Reconsidered: Essays on Women, Great Solid Feminist Critique. So good balance for your brain here. You can bliss out to the gays' music of two if you go to the Mint Records party at the Waldorf next Friday night.
Yep.
Celebrate.
We'll be there.
Yep. But in the meantime, 604-822-8648 to donate. We'll talk more about the gay party soon, but let's go back in time. Keith, Superconductor, that was a project of yours.
I was one of nine long-haired young men, and then one Mexican short-haired man, Scott the Gubbler Gubbles. I think time-wise, what are we talking, 1991, 90? I think, just grew out of a bunch of similar, you know, all friends who loved the same noisy rock music. I think we were probably, inspired, but at the same time repulsed by the Seattle grunge scene, because all those bands, much as we liked them, we realized, you know, they all were similar and all, you know, essentially were just sort of taking, just punking up the MC5 or the Stooges and wearing Mac jackets. We loved it, but, you know, we wanted to bring some pop sensibilities into noisy guitar rock that didn't exist in Seattle, really, at the time.
That's right, and the Mint Records catalog, you look through it and you can see a real presence of pop sensibility and joy. Yeah, it's so interesting.
Yeah, and you know, it's easy to make a racket, but it's hard to write a pop song.
Yeah.
And as Superconductor progressed, the first record, Heavy with Puppy, was, you know, sloppy and noisy. And then the second record, Hit Songs for Girls, was much catchier. And the third record, Bastard Song, was, you know, a full-on rock opera. It's a weird record. You know?
I
haven't listened to any of them in years, so what song to play, I don't know.
Well,
I
wrote down a song I wanted to play, but it's hard to work out what track it is on the...
Which album do you have in there, and I'll pick one.
Well, I have Bastard Song.
Either the Bastard Overture or Noble Indian, perhaps?
Cloud Prayer.
What about Ride the Big Penis from
that's
Heavy with Puppy?
Oh, okay. Never mind.
What? Nobody even laughed.
Excuse me? What did you say, Sarah?
I'm not going to repeat it.
She said no.
Did you say
again?
I was just thinking
today what an awful word that is. Someone should change it.
To what?
I don't know.
Sounds like a song lyric. It's been in gestation.
But Superconductor were amazing to see live. Like, they were. No one has ever done that. Just this wall of noise and, you know, nine guys and a smoke machine and this long hair and banging heads. It was really fun.
Sarah, you did a similar thing too with Crevice.
Yeah, we sort of, at Keith's suggestion, sort of started a female companion band, but we weren't, and we were the worst. Like, they were actually good. We were just really bad. The worst, people would say we were the worst thing they'd ever seen.
Crevice were definitely their own band, you know, and they unfairly were compared to us because they were nine girls with guitars making a racket, but they had some brilliant tones and you know, super it's an unfair comparison, but you know why these two bands existed at the same time in the same city. It was, we had a lot of fun.
And so close to Seattle, and, you know, I mean, me growing up in Australia, I had no clue. I mean, Nirvana and Soundgarden was everywhere, but I didn't have a clue what was happening in Vancouver. So looking back historically at the same time, this is really cool. And you can read all about it in the Mint Records book, The Oral History of Mint Records, which has just come out. Caitlin Fontana has released this book. So we're talking. That was Keith just talking there, drummer from The Gay. He was a member of Superconductor, Sarah.
I just want to add that Keith also has his own record label that's been very successful, Scratch Records. Mm. When did you start that, Keith?
I started the record label in 1991.
Yeah, and you've kept it going all this time and seen it through many changes in the music industry.
Yeah, it's a labor of love. You put out records that you're into and hopefully don't lose money on any of them, and then some of them will do really well. And that way, you know, you don't worry if they don't do so well, and you sleep well at night. So, yeah, no, running the label has been a wonderful joy.
Well, we're going to play a couple of tracks now. We're going to play a Superconductor track that Keith is on, and then a track from Sarah's project, Vancouver Nights. And then we'll be right back to talk some more. So 604-822-8648 to donate to CITR, because this is wonderful. This is history. This radio station creates history, and I'm sure, Keith, you've been here in the past. All of you three have been walked through these doors countless times, had beer in the beer machine.
Every Monday night from 1987 to 1991, from midnight to 4 a.m., I did a show here.
Yeah, that's it.
And would bike up here with 50 pounds worth of records on my back and, you know, bike home and then open the store at 10:30 in the morning.
I'm a UBC student and a member here, and it's been just a really fun experience and a great place to hang out and have lunch and get experience and learn how to use the gear.
That's it.
So it's a great place to be.
So you can call through. Don't forget those books. If you donate $20, you get these two fun, interesting books.
Let's face it, nobody wants the feminist essays one.
They want the other book.
They want the other book.
Including myself.
There was a big pile of books here for giveaways, and I jumped on these two. It just seemed right. The Astrology of Great Gay Sex, The Ultimate Guide to Finding Mr. Right and Avoiding Mr. Wrong, along with British Columbia Reconsidered, Essays on Women.
Somebody got the books.
Oh,
Phil Saunders.
Phil got the books.
Dirty Phil.
The books to him.
We'll get them to Phil.
Got the books.
Don't worry, Phil. You'll get your books.
Okay, the books are gone, folks. So I'm gonna.
But Zev still hates you.
He really wanted the feminist essays one.
Okay. I think he wants the Great Gay Sex book, right, Phil?
We're talking with The Gay here in the studio, so we're going to play a Superconductor track. But so now we have vinyl. So the books are gone. They're off the table. I'm flinging them across the room. And Vancouver and the Pack AD are two more contemporary acts on the Mint label. And if you,
and they're all chicks.
Yeah, that's right. $40 or more, I'm going to give you these two brand new vinyls. They're still wrapped up. $40 or more if you donate, 604-822-8648. Keith, what Superconductor track are we playing?
So you have Bastard Song in there?
Yeah.
Do you need a number? Or?
Track number.
I'll just play the first song, Bastard Overture. That's fine.
Bastard Overture. And then we're going to play Sarah Lapsley's project, Vancouver Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a selection?
We'll figure it out.
Okay, here's Superconductor from those halcyon days of the early 90s.
This is probably even late 90s.
Late 90s, okay.
Choir practice.
Folks, that's wrong. That's the choir practice Coco's band that's going to come up. On air, hijinks here. Here it is. It's in the second tray. So track one, Superconductor. Yeah, that didn't sound like Raucous Rock. We'll talk about the choir practice soon.
Friends, there's a cage that should say. Sadly, that is almost all I know of my own language, because Indian residential schools impacted generations of both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people. Now, our generation welcomes you to witness Ignite the Light on Friday, November 18th, a multimedia collaboration of film, poetry, and music on our collective history of Indian residential schools and social justice. Friday, November 18th at the W2 Media Arts Center, 111 West Hastings. Childminding will be available. Please email your RSVP to ignitethelight2011@gmail.com. Louis Riel said, "My people will sleep for 100 years, but when they awake, it will be the artists who give them their spirits back." Join us to ignite the light.
Okay, so we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, broadcasting live on CITR 101.9. You could be listening anywhere in the world, and you can donate online as well. If you go to CITR.co, you can donate to the fund drive. That's what we're here to do, and to talk to the gays. So CITR, what a wonderful place. CITR provides unique music news and arts programming that you won't hear anywhere else. Where else would you have this collection of amazing people and this spontaneity and great music? We provide live coverage for sports as well. The 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell is a long-standing show, live music. Live interviews, in-studio guests. Sarah here, she's a regular contributor to the Arts Report. So keep quality independent radio on the air, 604-822-8648. You can donate, and I've got an extra gift because we're talking about Mint Records. The Pack AD and Van Cougar are two female bands, contemporary acts in the Mint's catalogue. If you donate $40, I'll give you these two albums. They're vacuum-sealed vinyl. I've seen the Pack AD, awesome garage band. So, yeah, 604-822-8648, $40 or more gets you these two vinyl LPs from Mint. And just a quick segue just before we get back, just a public service announcement. There's a missing person, actually a local musician named Randy Ponzio. It's up here on the Vancouver Police Department website. It's that serious. He's 35 years old. He hasn't been seen for a while, and he's much loved in the community. So if you've seen Randy Ponzio, please contact the police. He's Hispanic, 5'10", 190 pounds, and dark hair and a beard. A local musician, so he's definitely well known. Okay, so We only have about 8 minutes left, so let's get back into the, well, let's talk about the gay. Thanks so much, Sarah. That was your track we just heard, Sarah's solo project called Vancouver Nights, and it was called Two Spirited, and before that was Keith's project, Superconductor, from the mid-90s. So just before we get back to the gay, the choir practice, Coco, was an offshoot or
yes,
a completely separate band, I guess?
Yeah, it was a separate band, but Keith briefly was in the choir practice, and really honestly, that band just came out of a need. I wanted to do something really acoustic and really choral, and I didn't really have like a strong concept. I just wanted something that a lot of people could get together and have a fun time and not be very serious about.
Mm.
And it happened really organically, and we made a pretty good record. So
yeah,
we had some great shows.
And it's funny you say keep it lighthearted, because I mean, you work in the downtown east side with the Portland Hotel Society.
Yes, yeah. And coincidentally, a lot of my colleagues and co-workers were in the choir.
I noticed that, yeah. Shira here, Scotty of Scar T, he's a colleague of mine. I work for PHS.
Yes,
And I know what it's like to sometimes take it too seriously. And honestly, when you lighthearted, fun, poppy music like this, it's great for my spirits. I mean, so
we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the Portland Hotel Society that Coco works for, and a lot of great local musicians as well are in that. And so the choir practice was a... When was that historic? 2007?
Yes,
Yeah, on Mint Records. So don't forget, Mint Records, they currently have 130 releases, and if you donate $40 or more, I'll give you two LPs here, brand new 180-gram black vinyl gatefold with digital download, the Pack AD, We Kill Computers, and the Van Cougar album, Canadian Tuxedo. $40 or more, 604-822-8648. And we're going to be playing the choir practice track. Actually, you know what, we'll go out on the music, because maybe we should just keep talking. We've only got a few minutes left, so... the gay, like you, I mean, the reason you've come, the reason you three people are here, is that next Friday is the Mint Records 20th anniversary.
It's our much anticipated reunion show, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we've invited other Mint bands to join us in.
Of course. So Sarah.
The 20? Care? Mint are 20?
Yeah.
Apparently.
They're fresh at 20.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Somewhat fresh.
They're minty, fresh.
They're minty.
Minty at 20.
We've actually got two of our bandmates flying in from Toronto to join us, which is pretty exciting. Maya and Toby.
Maya
Toby. Martin and Toby Black will be flying in the night before.
And if you're curious about the sordid, tumultuous history of the gay, you can read all about it in Fresh and 20, Caitlin Fontana's new book, The Oral History of Mint Records. So, great read. Guys, is there anything in here that you wanted to get out into the world that wasn't documented? Any?
We need our own book.
Yeah.
You know.
Or not.
Well, no one needs our own book.
No one needs our book, actually.
Well,
there might have been some bare asses on mixing boards, but I'm not going to say whose.
One of the three.
You just did.
It was a joy to be in that band.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's a joy to listen to the tunes. We're going to go out on two joyful songs. We're going to have a song from the choir practice.
The song is called Running On.
It's Running On.
Yeah.
And then we'll hopefully squeeze another track in by the gay. This is Fun Drive. Unfortunately, we're just getting so close to the end. We'll be right back after this.
November 17th to the 24th. Keep 101.9 on your FM dial and your eye on CITR.ca for updates on all our fantastic Fun Drive events. Help keep your station at the top of its game by making a donation during Fun Drive. No donation is too big or too small. Call 604-UBC-UNIT or check out CITR.ca/Fun Drive for more information.
In my dreams, I have
Yeah, play two. Two's fine. Two's good.
Okay, so we're back here. Not long to go for the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. You can go to the... Don't forget my blog. Go to Google and type in O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D. Each week you can see set list, podcasts, put up a video clip each week. This week, of course, is Fun Drive. You can call through 604-822-8648 to donate to your favourite station, CITR. You can do it online by going to citr.ca, or you can phone up and talk to our lovely phone operators here. And $30 gives you a CITR community discount card for local businesses. $60 gives you that card plus a record bag, which is really cool. And 101.9 gives you the Friends card, a record bag, a limited edition surprise. And my own limited edition surprise is two vinyl LPs, the Pack AD and the Vancouver record, both on Scratch Records. And if you give $40, you got those two LPs in addition to all that other cool swag. So thanks so much. Thank you, Gay.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
I was so
see you
happy.
Friday night at the Waldorf.
Yeah.
We're on at 10:30.
10:30, so mm-hmm. That's the Mint Records 20th anniversary party of the Waldorf, Vancouver. The Gay is on at 10:30. I'm excited. Like, wow. Like, it's like the record's great. It's made me feel good today. It's good, happy songs. So thanks, Gay.
It's the city's turn to buy Bill and Randy a beer for a change.
That's right.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Here, Keith.
Yeah, yeah. And
great,
so,
great
do they
guys.
Buy people beer?
Yeah.
And that was Keith from Scratch Record. And isn't that
Sorry.
Great? You're talking about two people who run another record label, and you're speaking fondly of them. And
we love Bill and Randy.
Yeah,
yes.
There may have been some friendly rivalry, but it was always friendly, and love those guys.
Nothing wrong with a bit of healthy competition. So let's go out with the Choir Practice, Coco's project.
The song is called Red Fox.
Red Fox. And then we should have time
it's about Keith Perry, actually, so it's very relevant.
I think that's all we have time for.
We
can go over time.
Then you could play Robert Smith.
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't played a Maya song. Let's play Quiddix.
Well, no time, unfortunately. No. So CITR 101.9, 604-822-8648 to donate, or go to the website, citr.ca. This is the Choir Practice.
Bye.
Drink till it shows now.